Well, Labor Senator Christina Keneally is the Shadow Minister for Immigration. I discussed the Minister's decision and options for the family with her a short time ago.
Well, this is a long and overdue decision. This family never should have been sent to Christmas Island. These two little Australian-born girls never should have been in immigration detention. And their mental well-being and their physical health has suffered as a result of that detention. And while this is a welcome decision that they're going to be reunited while Veronica is undergoing treatment in hospital and that they'll be able to live in the community, not in a detention centre, there is one more important decision to make, and that is the decision to let them go home to Bulawila, a town that loves them and wants them back.
Does the minister have the power to grant that?
The minister has always had the power to grant that. The Migration Act affords significant, almost unfettered discretionary power to the minister. And that is because migration matters are often complex, they're often difficult, and sometimes, and indeed thousands of times a year, immigration ministers exercise that discretion. Peter Dutton, as Minister for Home Affairs, exercise that discretion thousands of times a year. There is nothing that would stop that decision being made today.
Can I step through a couple of things that the Minister, Alex Hawke, said today? He said the government does not believe anyone arriving by boat should be allowed to settle permanently in Australia. So that's a statement of government policy. But he's also referred to further powers he has under the Act. He says he will, at a later date, consider lifting a bar on reapplying for this family. Do you think he's creating a potential pathway for the family to stay permanently?
Look, it's up to the minister to explain the decisions he might take, but the minister is correct. There are multiple ways that he can resolve the situation from here. And as other government ministers, such as Simon Birmingham, said this morning, the two key factors that government are looking at are their own government policy, as well as the compassionate grounds that need to be applied. And indeed, ministerial discretion exists because at times there are such compassionate circumstances that don't fit neatly within to any particular aspect of policy or law. Now, if the minister chooses to lift the bar, that might provide other types of pathways. To my mind, the key question here isn't really the process, because there are multiple ways this can be addressed. It's the outcome and how quickly we can get to it. We've already seen some $50 million of taxpayer money spent in court processes and in detaining this family. For the family's sake, for the taxpayers' sake, it's really time to just bring this sorry saga to an end.
This is a difficult line for governments to walk, though, isn't it? I mean, this is a very prominent case. Two people who arrived by boat. The government says the intelligence tells them that the people smugglers who would put more people on boats dangerously are poised for any kind of signal that might indicate the doors open again. If you were in government, you'd be trying to walk that line, wouldn't you?
And, you know, the government have many tools available in their toolkit to deter and stop the people smuggling trade. And those tools have bipartisan support: offshore processing and boat turnbacks, disruption activities overseas. Those are all incredibly important parts. There's not one single element that, in fact, is the only element that matters. The government has recognized, finally, belatedly and long overdue, that in many ways they have let this go on far too long. They could have exercised discretion at any point in this circumstance, and indeed you've had people like Barnaby Joyce and Alan Jones and the local member, the Nationals MP, Ken O'Dowd, calling for years now for this family to be allowed to remain in Bulawila. I mean, we struggle to get workers to work in abattoirs. We import them in on temporary visas. Here we have a family who were loved in that community, where the father worked in the local abattoir, that he volunteered for St. Vincent de Paul. They were members of the local church community. They volunteered at the hospital. I mean, these are the types of people I would have thought that the Australian government would want to see settle in Bulawila. I sure as hell know that the people in Bulawila want this family to stay.
And what about Labor's position here? You've argued so strongly for a compassionate approach, but as the government said again in question time today, Labor put 8,500 children into detention. That weakens your moral authority on this, doesn't it?
Look, here we are in 2021, and the government, after 8 years in government, has nothing more to offer except, you know, harking back to their talking points. Let's understand that there is bipartisan support for Operation Sovereign Borders. There is no question about that. The government here are the ones, this Liberal government, that allowed this family to stay in Australia for so long, that has failed to provide procedural fairness to the youngest daughter, Theronica, and has needlessly spent millions of taxpayer dollars locking up two little Australian-born girls, causing them mental and physical damage to their health. Now, every case, every migration case, deserves to be judged on its merits. And in this case, I think the community has made the correct judgment that the merits demand compassion.
So do you believe the government intends to still remove this family from Australia, or do you think they will stay?
Well, you know, who knows what this government will do, but they have so bungled this case over the previous years and, in fact, in recent days. We heard they were going to be resettled in America, and then it was, oh, no, they're not. We heard that they were being reunited as we speak on Saturday. That was not true either. What I do have some hope for is that Minister Hawke now has clear decision-making authority in this matter, given that we saw complete confusion reign last week when Minister Andrews and Minister Payne and Minister McCormack were commenting on this case. I know the minister is thoroughly going through the brief. I know the minister is thoroughly looking at the options before him. And I know the minister is mindful of community sentiment. And I think anyone who can look at this case and look at the community response would come to the conclusion that the compassionate and right result here is to let this family go home to Bilawila.
Christina Keneally, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Labor Senator Christina Keneally.